Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Today I'd like to walk you through the very basics about Azure IoT and how IoT is defined by the Microsoft. This is the overall overview about Microsoft IoT stack. So let's take it one by one. So at the very beginning of the chain, there are IoT devices. IoT devices can be as simple as just some sensors or something, or more complex like microcontroller or microcomputer, or even more complicated like some embedded device or whole assembly line. But IoT could contain not just an hardware, the data can be generated even by the application. Once you have the field data, you have to collect them, transform them, and then send them to some platform where the data can be processed. So for that, we have something called concentrators or field gateways. What the field gateways really is? It is kind of IoT device which is capable to communicate with the sensors through some low-level protocols like SPI, I2C, or just reading out the digital or even analog data and transform them into their numeric representation. For that, we can use, for example, Raspberry Pi running Windows 10 IoT Core. But now the data are still in the field, so we have to transfer them to be able to process them a bit later. For that, you have to have something like scalable broker. For that, you have to have a scalable event broker which is able to handle all the messages which are coming from the field. So for that, we are offering two different services. The first one, service bus, which is one directional only, or the second one named IoT Event Hub, through which you can get the messages from the field and then send some commands back to the devices. Now we have all the data ready to be processed according to your needs. So the next step is transformation. For transformation, we are offering a number of services, but the one which is most common and can handle nearly all the requests you can have for the data processing is a streaming analytics. Using streaming analytics, you can process infinite number of messages in a real time. So what streaming analytics actually is? Let me take an example. Using traditional BI, you are solving problems like you are by the shopping mall on the parking lot and you have to answer a question like how many red cars are there. So you can simply count all of them and give the answer. Situation gets a bit more complicated when I take you by the highway and you have just limited view to the left and to the right hand side. Then you have two different options. The first one, using traditional BI, you have to write down all the metadata of all the object, aka cars, passing by you, like what the color was, what was the brand, what was the type, how many passengers, etc. and then using that metabase you can answer the questions like, okay, how many red cars passed by during last 15 minutes. Or you can use streaming analytics, which is doing the work instead of you, and you are just defining your queries and stuff like that. For the streaming analytics, you can easily use IoT Event Hub or Service Bus as an input. In fact, all the services we are offering for IoT are within the same ecosystem, so they can be connected easily just through the web interface. Another group of services are the services which allows you to store the data. The storing the data is an optional part because not all the data has to be or should be stored. For instance, the raw data are nearly useless, and in most cases we are interested in just some changes, like if some value reach some boundaries or some threshold, then trigger something. Last but not least are the presentation services. And one for all, I will describe you in a more details and do a demo for you, is Power BI. Power BI is a service using which you can visualize your data on a web page or even inside of the desktop application. The UI graphical elements can be also embedded in your own solution, so you can define or redefine the UI elements by configuration or directly through the code, and then take them out of Power BI and embed them in your own solution / application. So now let's create a demo for all the services we were talking up till now. First of all, we need to create an Azure IoT hub. So my IoT hub demo to have it unique, and new resource group like IoT demo. Great, and the region will be North Europe. So let's create. So in the meantime, let me create a streaming analytics job. Streaming this is it. The name will be stream job, like a unique name, it should be more than enough. And the previously created group IoT demo. Again, the North Europe, to have those services as close to each other as possible. So we are in process of creating the streaming job. So now it's time for some coding, so let me open my Visual Studio. I will be deploying my demo to Windows 10 IoT Core. So for that, we have to create new UWP application. Blank application, project, solution name like IoT. And device. For demo purposes, I'm using Raspberry Pi with a fez head attached to it. Because of that, I have to install the NuGet package, contains all the necessary routines to access the fez head. So now I can use the managed objects for a fez head. So first of all, let me create a method initializing the fez head. So this is enough for initialization. Then let me define some global variable where the fezhead instance will be stored. So now we have a full access to fezhead and all the sensors which are on it. For demo purposes, I will be reading out the temperature and a level of light. Because we will be sending the data into the Azure IoT Hub, we need to install one more NuGet package for that. So this is it. And the last thing is to register this one particular device to the IoT Hub to create an endpoint and a communication key for sending messages. You can do it directly through the code, or you can use Azure Device Explorer, which can be downloaded from the GitHub. So I've downloaded that tool and run it locally. So now we need to take the connection string out of the Azure portal. Under settings, yeah, this is it, the connection string. Perfect. And as I said, we need to create new device. So refresh, no device is there yet, so let's create one. RPI underscore test. Create. Perfect. Now we have to create a client's instance, mean a client of Azure IoT Hub, using the connection string which was generated by the system for the device we've just added. So copy connection string, go back to our application, and we can create that device, that client, like because data format which Streaming Analytics accept is a JSON, we will be sending JSON messages through that client. So to make our job a bit easier, we will be using a library which can serialize the Poco object directly into the JSON. Perfect. And then the object itself. Now we just need to simply send the data to the IoT hub. So for that, I will be using the thread pool timer. Actually, it's not. We need to do some refactoring. Perfect. So now we can deploy and check if we are sending the data or not. To do that, to check the data, we can use the same tool we were using to generate the connection string for the device. So let's monitor this device. Clear, enable monitoring. Okay, and deploy this to remote machine. Perfect, it's deployed and it's running. So let's wait a couple of seconds to get to the breakpoint, and yeah, we can check the message. So as you can see, the values are there, so let it running, continue, and yeah, as you can see, the data are coming from device to Azure IoT Hub. So every 10 seconds we should have a new line. So it is like that, yeah, 40, 50. Let's wait for next one. Perfect. And we have to set it up the rest. And by rest, I mean to set up the streaming analytics job. Each and every streaming analytic job has to have some inputs, output, and the query or queries. So as an input, we will be using the IoT hub we defined before. Just to simplify the process, let me define the input points using the old portal. This one, inputs, add a new input, stream data from IoT hub, Input my IoT hub, and that's it. JSON UTF-8. So once we are done with the input points, as you can see, so now we have to define the output. As an output, I will be using Power BI, because the Power BI endpoint creation is not supported by this production portal yet. Let me do that again using the old portal. The last thing is to define a query to manipulate the data. To speed the things up, I've prepared my query in advance, so I've just placed it into the portal, so we just need to save the query. And once it's done, is it? Seems to be. Let me just double check. Yeah, it is. We can start the query. Now start. The data from Raspberry Pi are still coming. And now we have to wait at least 1 minute.